Welcome to the Reclaim Dignity, Reject Shame Initiative podcast. Let me start with a bold statement. Body shame and modesty, society's tools for protecting children from abuse. The research shows these cultural norms may actually be doing the exact opposite of what we think.
Yes, that is quite a bold statement. What evidence points to this conclusion?
Well, the founder's message on our rdrsinitiative.com website shares both personal experience and research showing how body shame actually creates the perfect environment for abuse to flourish. David describes being sexually abused as a child and keeping silent for decades because of intense cultural shame around bodies.
That's heartbreaking. But how does shame specifically contribute to this?
You know, he cites this incredible writing from Dr. Grace Ketterman showing two critical patterns. When children are punished for natural body curiosity, they explore in secret, leading to confusion. And even more concerning, they become terrified of discussing anything body-related with their parents. And that is exactly what happened to him.
So essentially, we're teaching kids to hide and feel ashamed instead of giving them tools to speak up?
Exactly. And here's what's really fascinating. Studies show that in homes where nudity is normalized and body-related topics are discussed openly, children are far more likely to report abuse immediately. They don't fear their parents' reactions because they haven't internalized that shame. David feared his parents' reaction more than he did what was happening.
That's heartbreaking, but it makes so much sense when you think about it. How can we expect kids to tell us about inappropriate touch if they're afraid to even mention their bodies?
Right. And get this. The research by Swami from 2018 found that cultures with more normalized attitudes toward nudity actually have lower rates of sexual violence and body dysmorphia. It's completely opposite to what most people would expect.
Well, that certainly challenges everything we've been taught about modesty and protection.
And here's another surprising connection. Figures like Hugh Hefner came from extremely repressive backgrounds. When a culture treats nudity as inherently sexual and shameful, it actually creates this hyperfixation on the forbidden.
You know what this reminds me of? The way prohibition often leads to more extreme behaviors rather than preventing them.
Ah, that's such a good parallel. David actually tried to address this by creating a website called Shame Breakers years ago, but faced intense backlash. His family discovered it and forced him into a sexual addiction program, despite having no addiction issues.
That must have been devastating. What happened?
Well, he stepped away for several years, but eventually came back with an even stronger initiative called Reclaim Dignity, Reject Shame. He uses this beautiful metaphor of kintsugi, you know, the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with gold, to illustrate how we can transform our relationship with trauma and shame.
That's quite a powerful way to reframe healing. What specific changes does the RDRS initiative advocate for?
So they emphasize starting with open conversations and challenging our assumptions. They point out that most individuals struggling with deviant behaviors actually come from repressive, sex-negative backgrounds where these topics were never discussed. It's about breaking that cycle of silence.
Sounds like we need a complete cultural shift in how we think about bodies and shame.
Exactly. Our shame response is conditioned, not natural. It starts with recognizing our bodies as natural and good rather than something dangerous that needs to be hidden. The research shows that experiencing non-sexual nudity in appropriate contexts like swimming or sports actually helps rewire those conditioned, shame-based perceptions.
That's fascinating. So exposure in healthy contexts actually reduces unhealthy fixations?
Yes, and here's what really stands out. They're not just talking about preventing abuse or healing from trauma. The RDRS initiative is advocating for a fundamental shift in how we view human dignity. They describe our bodies as miracles of the universe and argue that every part of us deserves acceptance rather than shame.
Looking ahead, what do you think it would take for society to make this kind of shift?
You know, I think it starts with having these uncomfortable conversations and questioning our inherited beliefs. David makes this powerful point that while challenging established norms is never easy, the cost of maintaining our current shame-based system is simply too high. we have to choose courage over comfort if we want to create real change.
That makes a lot of sense.
To learn more and to support this effort, visit the Reclaim Dignity, Reject Shame initiative online at rdrsinitiative.com. And thank you for listening.